The scripture reading chosen for our meditation this morning is taken from the 7th chapter of St. Paul's letter to the Romans, where we read in verse 6, "But now we have been delivered from the law, having died to what we were held by, so that we should serve in the newness of the Spirit and not in the oldness of the letter." These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would increase our faith through them. Amen. When is Jack LaLanne going to die? When I was a little boy, he was the TV guru of fitness, often called the godfather of American fitness. If you go on his website, you can get a nice belt buckle that says, "Your waistline is your lifeline." He's now in his 90s, and he's still in awesome shape. Guy can still do amazing fingertip push-ups and so on. Probably has pretty tight abs. But he's also growing old and showing a lot of signs of decay. And I hadn't seen him for a number of years, and then saw him on a television interview, and hadn't probably seen him since I was a child. It was kind of shocking to realize how even someone as fit and great and in as great a shape as he could still show such signs of aging. So when is Jack LaLanne going to die? I don't know what may happen while you're here at college or in the next 10 years, more than likely. Is your waistline really your lifeline? I hope not. Within a 5-mile radius of Bethany's campus, you can find about a dozen cemeteries. You can find 4 mortuaries. Every day in the Mankato Free Press, there's an average of about 10 obituaries. If you were to go across the ravine behind Gullickson Hall and walk in the right direction toward Madison Avenue, you'd come up in the backyard of a vault company that makes a living making cement boxes for people's caskets to be placed inside of. They also make seals for septic tanks. It's kind of an interesting... And this may be hard for you and me to think about, but somewhere, whether it's that company or another one, somewhere there is a company that is ready to make the vault or the box for your body to be placed in someday. And it may be a while until that happens. Then again, it may not be a while till that happens, but it is going to happen. Why in the world do we have to worry about this? Why does Jack LaLanne have to die? Why do I have to think about in the future a box, a cement box, for my body to be placed inside of? Why does my family maybe someday have to think about an urn to put my ashes in? Why do we have to live with this awful reality in front of every person in this room? There's a force in this world that is binding on us. It's a slavery that our text is talking about. It's something that just imprisons all of us, and it holds us back, and it makes us afraid. Paul calls it, very simply, the law. The law? What, did Congress pass something that this has to happen to you? What law are we talking about? Well, here's the law. It's a law that has come from the mouth of God, and it's because of my sinfulness and yours. And here's the law. The wages of sin is death. That's why Jack LaLanne has to die and why we have vault companies and obituaries and everything else. The wages of sin is death. And that those strong, intense arms of the law wrap up every person in this room. And even though we may try to live lives by forgetting about that and try to be oblivious to it, that grip of the law is on all of us. And we sense it in our consciences every time we do something wrong that troubles us. We sense it every time that we just about get in that accident that took our life. Or every time we hear about somebody our age that dies. Or every time that we have to think about that one moment in the future when you're going to have to stand in front of a holy God. The tight, firm, squeezing grip of the law is on all of us. And so is this really what God wants for you and me in our lives? Is this what life is supposed to all be about? Just waiting to go into a box? Is this what you were designed and created to be? Is this why you have the abilities and talents and skills that you have to just end up in a box someday? God has another, if you will, law, a gracious and good and loving desire for you and me. And he has expressed that through the work of his Son, by sending his Son into this world to take on all of your guilt and mine and put it on his shoulders and take it to the cross so that I could declare all of you forgiven of your sins today. And our Lord Jesus had his dead, cold body placed into a vault outside of Jerusalem. But there wasn't a lid or a stone big enough to keep him in. There wasn't a seal, a wax seal, strong enough to hold the stone on his vault. He says now, with great authority, I hold the keys to death and Hades. And because of his great work, accomplished outside of Jerusalem thousands of years ago, you and I now have been delivered from the tight grip of that law. Christ has wrestled the arms of the law off of you and me, and he has completely taken care of untying us from its great bondage. He has removed the curse, the oppressive curse of the law. He has lifted the lid of the law off of us by becoming a curse in our place. Our text says it so simply and so beautifully and so cleanly. We have been delivered from the law. That's fantastic. We have been delivered from the law. God wants all of us to know that we have freedom from those boxes. That's what the ministry is all about. To bring to us through word and sacrament the knowledge that we are free from judgment, that we are free from God being angry at us and wanting to punish us, that we are free from having to have the sense of living a perfect life to somehow maybe earn God's favor to get into heaven, free from even having to be afraid of death itself. You and I have been declared free by God. So, here's the great question for us. What are we now going to do with this freedom? How am I going to live on earth? Who knows how many years, but how am I going to live on earth in this freedom? What should I do with my life? What should I do with how I live my life? How should I use this freedom? If you were to look on the back of Bethany's brochure, you'll find that we are listing 17 majors that you can take as paths for your life. For some of you, a few more may be added by the time you graduate. For some of you, we may have 30 by the time you graduate. Just kidding. Go ahead and pick a major with what you'd like to do with your life. Find what interests you and seek out how you could best use your talents. Go ahead and study and learn and educate yourself as well as you can. And pick out a spouse while you're on campus. Get married, have children, buy a house. Start a great career. Be the next Jack LaLanne and keep your waistline small. Get some really tight abs. But don't just live for a vault. Don't just live for a cement box. By God's grace through Christ, by faith in him, you have been given freedom from that vault. Live in that freedom. Live as a freed child of God. Don't live to serve death. Live to serve your living Savior. Amen. Please rise. Lord God, our Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for granting us this wonderful freedom in which we now live. We pray that you would stir up our hearts in sincere faith to live lives that reflect this wonderful grace that you have given us in Christ Jesus our Lord. And help us now to seek those things which are above and to set our minds on things above. We ask it all in his saving name. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with you all. Amen.